Today is Monday, November 22nd. We'll tell you what we know so far about an SUV that plowed through a holiday parade and how the end of a criminal trial motivated thousands of people around the country to protest. Also, the U.S. government's latest decision about booster shots and which vaccine mandate goes into effect today. Plus, how Vice President Harris made history for 85 minutes. Why more adults say they do not want children. And who brought home the biggest prizes at the American Music Awards. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, sadly, we start today with a holiday parade that ended in tragedy. It happened yesterday afternoon in Waukesha, Wisconsin, about 20 miles west of Milwaukee. An SUV drove through barricades and hit at least 30 people, including several children. At least five people were killed and more than 40 others are hurt. Police say a person of interest was taken into custody and that the community is now safe. But it's also not clear who that person was, what their motivation might have been, or what charges they might face. So expect more information to come out today. All American adults are now eligible for COVID-19 booster shots. The FDA authorized a third dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines for the general public about a month after giving them the okay for certain groups. Then the CDC signed off, too. Well, this means everyone 18 and older who got either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine at least 6 months ago can now get a booster. All adults who got the Johnson & Johnson shot at least 2 months ago are also eligible. Vaccine experts say there's little downside to getting a booster dose, since side effects are typically about the same for people as when they got their second doses. And data has shown some of the original vaccine's protection starts to fade after 6 months. Today is the deadline for most federal workers to get vaccinated. That includes about 4 million people, like postal workers, some healthcare workers, and TSA workers. They need to have gotten both doses of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines or one Johnson & Johnson shot, or else they might be punished, and that could mean getting fired. And this mandate does not allow regular testing and masking to be a substitute for a vaccine. That said, there are medical and religious exemptions. To be clear, though, this is different than the other order that was supposed to impact all workers at companies with 100 or more people that was set to go into effect in January but is on hold because of legal challenges. All right, one more thing about COVID that we need to mention. More Americans have died from the disease so far in 2021 than in all of 2020. The death toll for 2021 is now nearly 386,000. That's just a few hundred more than the 2020 death toll. All in all, more than 771,000 Americans have died from the virus in less than 2 years. Huge crowds of people across Europe have been protesting against new COVID-19 restrictions. Some of the largest protests have been in Belgium, where most people have to work from home 4 days a week and masking rules have been tightened. Businesses there also have been using COVID passes that basically stop people who are not vaccinated from going into places like restaurants and bars. Well, about 35,000 people protested in Brussels over the weekend. Tens of thousands of protesters also rallied in Vienna, Austria. And the Netherlands has been dealing with riots for the last 3 nights in a row. Angry crowds have been setting fires and hurting police officers. On Friday night, police also opened fire on a crowd, and 4 people who were shot are still in the hospital. Thousands of protesters also took to the streets in Croatia and Italy. Here in the U.S., Americans in several cities came out to protest a controversial verdict in a murder case. It all goes back to a deadly shooting we told you about last summer. Kyle Rittenhouse was 17 years old when he killed 2 men and hurt another during unrest in Wisconsin. And for the last couple of weeks, prosecutors tried to argue that he went to Wisconsin that night from Illinois looking for trouble, pointing his rifle at people who were rallying for racial justice. But Rittenhouse said it was self-defense, that he was chased by a mob and someone tried to take away his weapon, which is why he opened fire in the first place. Well, the jury sided with Rittenhouse and found him not guilty. So he walked out of court a free man. But with that, large protests were held in Kenosha, Wisconsin, as well as other cities like Portland, Oregon, New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, and more. The largest one was in Chicago, where about 1,000 people marched through downtown. But things were mostly peaceful. In New York City, hundreds of protesters shut down the Brooklyn Bridge. More protesters also rallied outside the Brooklyn Nets game. In Portland, things were a lot more tense. Law enforcement declared a riot when protesters forced open a jail gate, vandalized buildings, spray-painted police cars, and threw things at officers. Meanwhile, other people have called Rittenhouse a hero for protecting private property from looters and then defending himself. Ahead of the trial, supporters also donated $2 million toward his legal defense. We'll hear more from Rittenhouse himself about all of this. His first post-trial interview is scheduled to air on Fox News tonight. Well, as expected, the U.S. House passed Democrats' social spending and climate bill, which means it'll move on to the Senate. This is the bill that costs close to $2 trillion and includes things like universal pre-K, more affordable home care for seniors, tax breaks to encourage cleaner energy and electric vehicles, and a lot more. Every Republican and one Democrat voted against the bill. They say it's too expensive, and they don't like that the bill would also raise taxes on some corporations and the richest Americans. Republicans and some moderate Democrats say they worry it'll make inflation worse and slow the economy's growth. But the rest of the House Democrats voted yes. President Biden praised that action, saying the plan will, quote, create jobs, reduce costs, make our country more competitive, and give working people in the middle class a fighting chance. In the Senate, though, the bill is likely to get changed as Democratic leaders try to get enough votes to make it a law. Still, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he wants the bill passed before Christmas. So stay tuned. More news is coming up, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. There's been a lot to deal with in the last couple of years. Some may be working from home more than ever before and feeling work burnout. Others may be dealing with a sick loved one or even grieving a loss. Maybe it's just the tense political atmosphere that can sometimes take its toll. Well, none of us have to go through those more intense seasons of life alone. Whatever may be keeping you from being your happiest self, BetterHelp can pair you with a licensed professional counselor. You can message them anytime, 24/7, and get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule video or phone sessions, whatever helps you feel the most supported. And of course, anything you share with your BetterHelp therapist is completely confidential. It's a safe, private environment. So I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Vice President Kamala Harris became the first woman to have presidential power in the U.S. ever. Yep, the first female acting president. Though she didn't have the position for very long, just 85 minutes, it was still historic. It happened on Friday when President Biden transferred the power of the presidency to her while he was under anesthesia for a routine colonoscopy. Former President George W. Bush had the same procedure twice during his presidency and also chose to transfer power following the process in the Constitution. Of course, Harris is already the nation's first female, first Black, and first South Asian vice president in history. It looks like Americans are ready to travel again ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. TSA screened 2.24 million air travelers on Friday, marking the highest number of passengers since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in March of 2020. TSA is expecting about 20 million travelers passing through airport security checkpoints during the Thanksgiving travel period, and that runs from last Friday through next Sunday. And that would be close to pre-pandemic levels for this holiday. And by the way, travelers recently got a big scare at one of the world's busiest airports. A gun went off at a security checkpoint, apparently by accident. It was in a passenger's bag, and after it went off, he took the weapon and ran. No one at the airport was shot, but travelers who didn't know what was going on ran for whatever exits they could get to, even on the tarmac. Flights were grounded for almost 2 hours as police investigated. Now authorities are looking for the man who packed the gun. He'll face charges of carrying a weapon in an airport and reckless conduct and more. Well, it seems more and more Americans do not want kids. The Pew Research Center surveyed American adults under 50 years old who are not already parents. The study found a rising number, 44%, say it's unlikely they'll ever have children. That's up 7 percentage points from those who said the same back in 2018. Overall, their reasons vary, but most, more than half, say they simply don't want kids. Other reasons include medical issues, financial concerns, the state of the world, and worries about climate change. Meanwhile, 55% of adults under 50 who are not yet parents say they're very or somewhat likely to have children someday. The next time you listen to an album on Spotify, it's actually going to play in order. Spotify stopped making shuffle the default option for albums because of a request from Adele. On Twitter, the singer explained that artists create albums with care and thought, and they should be listened to as intended. And Spotify seemed happy to oblige. Spotify responded to her tweet, writing, quote, anything for you. That said, if Spotify users really want to listen to an album on shuffle, they still can. They just have to go to the Now Playing view and select the shuffle button from there. This year's American Music Awards featured some of the biggest names in music. Rapper Cardi B made her hosting debut at last night's show, showcasing her comical side and a lot of new outfits. Performers included Coldplay and BTS, Carrie Underwood and Jason Aldean, Olivia Rodrigo, Jennifer Lopez, and two veteran boy bands, New Edition and New Kids on the Block. As for the actual awards, K-pop group BTS won Artist of the Year, and Olivia Rodrigo won New Artist of the Year. All the nominees were based on streaming, album, and digital sales, as well as radio airplay and social activity, but fans actually voted for the winners. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, this episode is brought to you by Rothy's. What do you get when you combine comfort, style, and sustainability? You get Rothy's shoes. Yes, Rothy's not only has new, soft, plush, and super cute merino wool styles as part of its exclusive autumn collection, but all of their shoes are also sustainably made with recycled materials like plastic water bottles. They're also fully machine washable, so we're talking about a win-win-win here. I already have a pair of their merino wool flats that I adore, and Rothy's is always first on my list when I'm ready for something new. Oh, and good news for the guys listening. Rothy's shoes are not just for women anymore. That's right, Rothy's now sells men's sneakers and men's driving loafers. In fact, Forbes calls Rothy's men's shoes a, quote, travel must-have. So to help you welcome fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right, they gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. So right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, spelled R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. Now back to Money Monday. So people in Southern California were in for a big surprise on their morning drive. Bags of money fell out of an armored truck on Interstate 5 in Carlsbad, about 35 miles north of San Diego. Several bags broke open, spreading cash all over the lanes. The freeway came to a halt as people jumped out of their cars to grab as much money as they could. The freeway ended up being closed for almost 2 hours because of this. You may have even seen cell phone video of it that's been circulating on social media. The thing is, though, people are supposed to return what they found. The armored truck was actually on its way to the FDIC when this happened, and law enforcement authorities say the money should still go where it was intended. Now, the California Highway Patrol is working with the FBI to recover as much cash as possible, and people who don't bring it back voluntarily could face charges for theft. Already, many people have returned the money they scooped up. Highway Patrol officers say some people are bringing in quite a bit, too, but they wouldn't say exactly how much was lost or returned. All right, thank you for listening today. We'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.